Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church, Hoyolton, Illinois.
Enjoy your service. The Lord be with you. Good evening, welcome, and thank you for welcoming me too. I'm Pastor James Miller from Trinity in Nashville. As we continue this path down the journeys that our Lord took, going to the different places of the Passion. So tonight we will look at the place of the Mount of Olives, how Jesus met with his disciples. So let us begin, as we always do, in the name of our triune God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us ever walk with Jesus. To behold the gifts of his forgiveness. To marvel at the magnitude of his mercy. He sang a hymn overflowing with hope. After Christ is raised, he will go before them into Galilee. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to remain standing as we sing our response, the Magnificat, the Song of Mary. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in the darkness of that night so long ago, on the Mount of Olives. With your disciples, you sang songs of hope. Place those same songs into our hearts and mouths, for you have won the battle. For you live and reign with the Father and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of Holy Scripture. Our first reading comes from the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites, and with them some of the Mennonites, came against Jehoshaphat for battle. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea, and behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar," that is, En-Gedi. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jeliel, son of Mathaniah, a Levite, of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, "Listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they will come up by ascent of Ziz. You will find them at the end of the valley, east of the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, and the Lord will be with you." Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of Kohathites and the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will succeed." And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire, as they went before the army, and say, give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever." And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so that they were routed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle lesson comes from St. Paul's first letter to the church in Thessalonica, the 5th chapter. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As you are able, I invite you to stand. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 26th chapter. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered him, Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away. Jesus said to him, Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And all the disciples said the same. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated for our sermon hymn. Grace, peace, and mercy be yours in abundance from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and greetings from the saints of Trinity Nashville. Amen. In 1962, nuclear disaster was as close as the press of a red button. One single red button by itself. A Russian submarine was patrolling along the Florida coast, and the captain began preparing to nuke 3 American cities. Had it not been for the calm thinking of one lowly Russian officer, World War III might have begun in 1962. The officer's name? Vasily Arkhipov. Back in the day, Soviet subs were designed for cold water, obviously, not for the warm water off the Floridian coast. Temperatures inside the sub reached at least 120 degrees Fahrenheit in that Russian sub. As it patrolled near the Florida coast, the men inside were angry, on edge, overheated to say the least. Finally, the captain lost his cool. He ordered the launch for the nukes. T-minus 3 minutes and counting. But just then, Vasily Arkhipov asked the captain to reconsider. The captain listened. His anger cooled, and the Soviet sub turned back home. For decades, authorities kept this secret very closely guarded. And it wasn't until the year 2002 that the public ever learned about the heroic acts of Vasily Arkhipov. So, what does this matter? After all, you and I will never have that chance to hit a red button to nuke the world. None of us probably will spend 3 weeks in a Russian sub in sweltering heat. No, we may spend a semester with a really tough course load. We may struggle as parents or teachers, going on weeks and weeks of online learning. We might spend night after night at the bedside of a very sick family member. We might be fighting just to keep our family business intact, or keep our family itself from going under. And when those tough times come, when we're sweltering on the inside, we might be tempted to reach and press that red button, not for nuclear warheads, but for a different kind of nuclear option, letting the angry outbursts fly freely, the rash accusations, the hateful and ugly words. Sometimes we just want to let them have it and deal with the consequences later. So what do we do when the temperature's up, our defenses are down, and we want to go nuclear? How can we keep from pressing that red button that is so easy to depress? How do we keep our heads when others are losing theirs all over? Well, let us walk to the Mount of Olives. What? What? What does that have to do with anything? You heard me. Let us walk to the Mount of Olives with Jesus. As we continue our sermon series, The Places of the Passion, tonight we walk with Jesus to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus teaches us to sing. Sing? Really? Yes. Jesus teaches us to sing, because singing is a whole lot better than cursing or swearing, sobbing or sighing, feeling sorry for myself. It's better than pressing that red button. Sing about God's power. Singing a hymn, they went to the Mount of Olives, from our reading for tonight. Imagine that. Everything is about to go nuclear for the disciples on that Maundy Thursday evening, and Jesus sings with his disciples, knowing full well that they're all going to turn tail and run. But Jesus, most likely, would have been singing from Psalms 113 to 118. This is a set of psalms called the Egyptian Hallel. In Hebrew, Hallel means to praise, and that's where we get our word hallelujah, even though we're not supposed to say it right now in Lent, but this word of praise ye the Lord. Hallel, the Egyptian Hallel, these psalms of singing the praise of God for freeing them from captivity from Egypt. Here are a couple verses from the Egyptian Hallel that Jesus and his disciples would have sung. 113, verse 7, He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. 115, verse 3, God is ours, our God is in the heavens. He does everything he pleases. 116, verse 8, The Lord has delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. 118, verse 22 and following. This may be familiar. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. When your world looks like it's a nuclear war, when it's all darkness and despair, when it looks like the Mount of Olives for Jesus' sake, sing for God's power. There in the Mount of Olives, Jesus is about to be betrayed with a kiss. And then, in staccato-like fashion, There will be deniers and slappers and beaters and spitters and whippers and mockers. And finally, there will be nailers. So what does Jesus do before all of this takes place? He sings of God's power. Psalm 118, verse 17, one of the Egyptian Hallels, I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. From our Old Testament reading, these words are instructive from 2 Corinthians. In this chapter, Jehoshaphat gains the victory over the Ammonites, the Edomites, and the Moabites, but not by his own earthly power, not by his own army's earthly power. It tells us, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army singing, Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Sing because of God's power. God's power brings victory. And here, Psalm 149, verse 6 comes up huge. The praises of God in their mouths are like a double-edged sword in their hands. When the praises of God are on our lips and singing on our tongues, they are like double-edged swords that cut down our sobbing. They block our sighing. They guard, parry, and thrust all of our cursing and swearing. When the biblical truth is set to music, it is sung into our souls. It becomes memorable, teachable, transformational. When the heat is on and the stress is up and our creative thinking is down, we can still sing because of God's power. Because the way that God has so wonderfully and beautifully made us, we still have access to those songs when we don't have any access to anything else in our brains. So let us sing because of God's power. Sing also because of God's promise. Then Jesus said to them, You all will fall away because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee. Imminent disaster is right around the corner on this Maundy Thursday night. But there's also Galilee. What does Galilee have to do with this? Well, Galilee is where Jesus began his ministry. And that is also where Christ will continue and conclude his ministry. And when will this be? After the resurrection. Matthew 28, verse 10, Jesus says, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. When everything looks dark and bleak, and you're tempted to go nuclear, sing because of God's promise. Well, why do that? Because the end is not the end. Let me say that again. The end is not the end. With Jesus, our earthly end is never the end. There is death, but there's also resurrection. There is Golgotha, but there's also Galilee. That credit card bill, it's not the end. That diagnosis from the oncologist, it's not the end. That impossible family situation that no one can ever sort out, it is not the end. That depression stalking you and those suicidal thoughts, it is not the end. Because Christ always brings a new beginning. Christ always brings that new beginning, and so let us sing. Sing because of God's promise. Sing because of Galilee. Sing also because of God's pardon. Peter answered him, Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away. Not only will Peter fall away, but he'll deny Jesus three times. And Peter will do that third time with a curse. The great deceiver would try to silence our songs. But Jesus warns us on Palm Sunday that even if these rocks, even if these people didn't sing out my praises, these rocks would burst out in praise. God's praises cannot be stopped. Even when we feel like we can't sing a single measure, our songs cannot be stopped. So let's join in singing for God's sake. A week later, on Easter morning, an angel will tell the women, "Go and tell the disciples and Peter that he, Jesus, is going before you to Galilee. There will you see him just as he said." Peter, the guy that denied Jesus and cursed against Jesus, the guy that the church is built upon is smashed to pieces, the guy who caved under pressure. Yeah, right when Jesus needed him most, go and tell disciples and Peter. Sing because of God's pardon for Peter. Sing because of God's pardon for parents. God's pardon for pastors, for partners. Sing because of God's pardon for all people. We cannot outsing the grace of God. God's grace, signed when our Redeemer died, sealed when he was glorified. I want to close with a little story. A story about a little boy. Don't worry, it's not me, it's not Pastor Wallenberg. But there was once a boy whose job it was in his family to mow his family's lawn. Now, his family's lawn mowers were nothing special. They were really just a step above garbage. But one day, the boy couldn't start the mower. He kept pulling the cord and sweating, nothing. His father came out. His father said, "You're not using all your strength." "What?" the son replied. "You're not using all your strength." "What do you mean?" he said to his dad. He protested. The father replied, "You haven't asked me to help you." Now, did I tell you that father played football? He was a linebacker in college. This father had bulging biceps. This man was strong as an ox, and that pull cord was dental floss in his arms. The boy wasn't using all of his strength, because his father had strength to spare. So give your stress to your Father in heaven. Ask him for help. You don't have to pull and sweat alone. And that's what Jesus teaches us on the Mount of Olives. And that is why we sing. When things go south in the boardroom, in the living room, the waiting room, the emergency room, the classroom, the conference room, don't go nuclear. Don't sing your old song of "woe is me, poor me." Instead, sing a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding safeguard your hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let us sing our next hymn, our theme hymn for our sermon series, "Let Us Ever Walk with Jesus."
Let us ever walk with Jesus, our Lord is exalted.
as you are able, I invite you to stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. Merciful God, we humbly implore you to cast the bright beams of your light upon your church, that we, being instructed by the doctrine of the blessed apostles, may walk in the light of your truth and finally attain the light of everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy. O God Almighty, your Son Jesus Christ gave to his holy apostles many excellent gifts and commanded them earnestly to feed his flock. Make all pastors diligent in their preaching of your holy word, remembering especially Timothy, our district president, Tim, our circuit visitor, and Nathan, our local pastor. Make all people and hearers of the word obedient to follow it, that together they may receive the crown of everlasting glory. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, even as you have committed the care and nurture of children to your people, graciously enlighten those who teach and those who are committed to their instruction, remembering especially the faculty and staff of Trinity Lutheran School of Hoyleton and TSJ Lutheran School of Nashville, that they may know your eternal truth and trust in you all their days of their lives. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal Lord, ruler of all, graciously regard those who have been set in positions of authority among us, remembering especially Joseph, our president, and JB, our governor. Guide them by your Spirit, that they may be high in purpose, wise in counsel, firm in good resolution, and unwavering in duty, that, under them, we may be governed quietly and peaceably. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, ruler of all things, your Son, our Savior, healed all manner of infirmities and cured all manner of diseases. Mercifully heal and help in body and soul these your servants, Lorna, Thretta, Ferris, Bill, Helena, Esther, Bessie, Brian, Jim, Mike, Jerry, Elaine, Eileen, Norma, Marvin, Matthew, Amy, Beulah, Ronnie, Cheryl, Verdell, Brad, Richard, Teddy, Carlene, Alma, Jim, Greg, Doug, Linda, Jean, Sam, Laverne, Todd, and those that we name in our hearts. If it be your will, O Lord, free them from their sickness, that, restored to health, they may, with thankful hearts, bless and sing your holy name. Lord, in your mercy. Visit, O Lord, the homes in which your people dwell. Bless all married couples, all single people, all children and extended family that live with them, and keep them from all harm and danger. Grant that we may dwell together in peace under the protection of your holy angels, sharing eternally in your blessings. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, support us at the end of this day. Support us at the end of our life. Support us when evening comes and the busy world is hushed, and the fervor of life is over and our work is done. Then, O Lord, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at last. This and everything else we commend to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Amen. Please be seated for our closing hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer. Thank you for joining in worship, my extended family in Christ. I invite you to come back next week for another installment of this journey with Jesus. And I believe Pastor Tim will be here, Pastor Tim Miller from New Minden, and he will take you on the journey with Jesus to Jerusalem. So lots more great stuff in store. Anything else of import to share with the assembly? All right. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Blessed week.